welcome to Proverb Per Diem, a daily podcast from now until, look, I'm not making any promises yet, but you and I are here today, and I, for one, am beyond humbled and shocked that you would choose to take time out of your busy life to spend it listening to me. So let's just dive right in. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding. Yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures. As I read through these verses, I can't help but notice the action that's required in each of them, and also this word if that keeps showing up. So as we go forward in this podcast, listen to how those words keep coming back. In verses 1 and 2, we're told, if you receive my words and treasure my commands. You see, Solomon is writing to his son the same way that I'm telling you that you need to make your ear attentive to wisdom, just the same as a musician would train his or her ear to his instrument. You need to train your heart to make this more than just something you want to do, like a diet, into something that becomes a lifestyle. Make it part of your lifelong pursuit. Make it your habit. In verse 3, we're told, call out and raise your voice for insight and understanding. Look, go and find people around you who are crushing it. Watch them and ask them to pour into you. Now, if you're wanting to be great at basketball and learn all kinds of wisdom of whether it's playing or coaching basketball, you don't need to watch me. You need to go watch LeBron James or go watch Coach K coach it. Go find the people who are killing it and look to learn from them. Call out to them, raise their voice, which brings us to the next one. But you will have to know who to ask and also what questions to ask them, aka prepare and move with precise purpose. Let me repeat that. Prepare and move with precise purpose. Verse 4, probably my favorite out of this group. Seek and search like silver and treasure. Listen, there's an urgency for wisdom, and you have to chase wisdom with that urgency like it's a non-renewable resource, that like it is disappearing off the face of the earth. And why? Because it is. Let me explain a little bit. Any smart person can learn from their own experiences, their own failures, their own successes. But part of being a wise person comes from the ability to learn from the experiences of other people without having to go through them yourself. Now you can see why it is so important to have urgency about this. Your source is other people, especially wise people who can give you insight that allows you to avoid a failure, or can give you their experienced success and what they have learned from that, which could save you years and hours of work and labor if you waited to experience that success for yourself and learn from it. I grew up with a friend, and it's not as though he's the only person that I've ever heard say this. I've heard many people say this, but he comes to mind when I think of this saying. He used to say all the time, I want to learn from my own mistakes. I want to make my mistakes and learn from them that way, so at least I know that I've made them. And I remember I used to always sit back and think about that. Like, that's great. I hope you would learn from your mistakes, but I'm going to sit back and watch you and learn from your mistakes without me having to go through the pain, the trouble, or any of the negative effects that your mistakes are going to have on me. I would much rather learn that way. And I think even as a young teenager, that was part of me that, one, I was a little bit scared of messing up, but two, looking back on it, that was a little bit of wisdom. Being able to watch him make those mistakes and not wanting to go through the same ones. So what's the takeaway? Well, there's three things. One, it's on you. If you notice throughout these verses, Solomon's telling his son, if you. Two, it's a hard and long process. Gaining wisdom and insight is not something that just happens from reading one book one time in your life and then moving forward. No, it's something that you're continuously working for, working toward throughout your life. Make it part of your lifestyle. Make it your habits. Three, it's urgent. Your sources are literally dying away, so you don't have time. And just think about the wisdom you are losing if you don't chase after it with this sense of urgency. I hope if you've listened to this one-sided conversation from me to my children, that God used something I said to speak to you today. As you leave, I'll leave you with this. Your circumstances are in God's hand, good or bad, and all that's required of you is to trust Him. Have a great day.